It is the morning after what historically should have been a busy weekend for home buyers and sellers. The spring housing season is well underway in Massachusetts, but in most communities, it's not showing much spring. WBUR's Monica Brady Meyerhoff takes stock of the housing market right now.
In Burlington, a three-bedroom ranch is getting spruced up for sale with some yard work.
Well, this is a very, very simple ranch. You know, a lot of people would think of this as a starter ranch.
Mark Bettinson runs Exit Premier Realty in Burlington, and he priced this house to sell quickly.
The truth of the matter is, if you've got it priced fairly close to what it should sell for, it shouldn't take more than about 45 days. Because even in this kind of a market, when the average days on the market has gone way up, the average is misleading. Because if you're priced right from the beginning, it won't take that long.
And it didn't. There were multiple offers on the house in under a month, and one was accepted. In this market, it's all about price. The average price in Burlington is up 2% over last year, but that's after 3 years of falling values. Bettinson is encouraged by the spring market.
It's a good market. Things take longer, but this is an improvement right now over what we saw through the fall and the winter when the economy was seemingly crashing around us.
And in some towns, you wouldn't know there's a downturn in the market.
Things that are priced well are selling in a weekend, sometimes with multiple offers, over asking. It's a pretty hot market.
Especially where the location is desirable, says Diana Segul of Bose Real Estate in Arlington.
I think it's surprising. I mean, I think nobody really expected it to be like this. You know, with bidding wars and things selling the first weekend, and it usually happens every spring, but I think with this year, nobody expected it because of everything that's going on in the economy.
Bidding wars in this economy? Broker Amy Tierce of Fairway Independent Mortgage says to get potential buyers in the door, some agents are pricing properties low and letting buyers set the limit.
And that attitude is, you know, if we price it here, the market will bid it up.
Houses and condos in towns such as Arlington, Cambridge, and Lexington have held their values, and that's boosted the overall home prices for the Boston area. The Case-Shiller Home Price Index shows home prices in the Boston area fell 8% from last year. It's not that much when compared with Las Vegas and Phoenix, which have seen about a 30% decrease in home values. Chip Case, an economics professor at Wellesley College, says you should look at the Massachusetts housing market zip code by zip code.
The bad places are Lawrence, Lowell, Brockton, Fall River, Fitchburg, Leominster, where there are a lot of foreclosure auctions. The low end of the market in Boston went up a lot more than the high end during the credit expansion. So it was clearly that area that was vulnerable.
And buyers, especially first-timers, are able to do well in vulnerable areas.
I think the spring market has been slow to come in New England.
Mortgage broker Amy Tierce says now it's gaining speed.
We are seeing a fair amount of first-time buyers coming out who believe, for all the right reasons, that this is a good time to buy.
Tierce says the right reasons include lower prices, low interest rates, and an $8,000 tax credit some may be eligible for. Many real estate agents say the spring market, which typically goes through June, is picking up the pace and could extend further into the summer. For WBUR, I'm Monica Brady Meyerhoff.